Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Buckmaster, along with my buddy John Couch, engineering and producing the show on the other side of the glass. And together, we welcome you to the program in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio for Friday, July the 10th, 2020. And we are on our way, pushing toward the highest temperatures ever recorded in the month of July as we go 113, 114, somewhere in that vicinity over the weekend. But to put it all in perspective, 107 years ago today, the highest temperature ever recorded in North America happened. 134 degrees at Furnace Creek in Death Valley, California. So just thinking about that makes me feel a little better about what we are embarking upon this weekend. Our media partners, TucsonSentinel.com, thanks to Dylan Smith. Dan Shear, thank you for your support of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun, Tucson Local Media Group, Jim Ninsel's group, which includes Tucson Inside Tucson Business, Tucson Weekly, Oro Valley Explorer, Marana News, Foothills News, and Desert Times. All of them prominently have a display link on their homepage to the Buckmaster Show and to our homepage where we have all of our programs archived. It's time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our candidate interviews on our three local daily shows here on KVOI are archived. KVOI.com. Of course, all of my interviews that are dealing with political matters are at BuckmasterShow.com. And today we focus on the three-way Democratic race for Pima County Attorney. Now, the winner will lead the powerful office that has been run for 24 years by Barbara LaWall. Barbara is not seeking re-election. So that makes this primary very important because the winner of this August 4th primary will be the next Pima County attorney, since there is no Republican or other party candidates in the November election. So during the next hour, in alphabetical order, we're going to hear from Laura Conover, Mark Diebold, and Jonathan Mosier, try to give them pretty much the same amount of time. And Laura is up first. Laura Conover, how are you?
Bill, I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for having me back. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Laura, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Laura Conover, and why are you qualified to run a very important office and become Pima County's top legal officer?
Bill, I'm a lifelong Tucsonan and a lifetime Democrat, and I am this invested in our community that I set aside my whole life and decided to run as a first-time candidate for Pima County Attorney. I have devoted my entire career and even my community work in the 90s before that to criminal justice reform and to reform of our local system and this very office that I'm running for now. 2 years ago, the judges on the federal bench appointed me to represent and manage nearly 400 attorneys district-wide. And I ended up with 2 years of very rich experience in managing so many attorneys, in mentoring, in providing training, in providing intervention when inevitably an attorney will hit a rough patch, and then managing our way through the public health crises, multiple over in federal court, but of course this pandemic now turning the nation's busiest federal courthouse into a virtual environment in 10 days and helping to release 1,800 nonviolent migrants before the crisis hit. Because that's the kind of leader I am. I can work across the aisle and build partnerships so that we get good government and justice.
What would you change about the office, how it is managed, and how does that play into perhaps your top priority for this campaign, Laura Conover?
So, Bill, because ballots arrived yesterday and will continue to arrive today, I'm just going to get right down to it. Some have surmised that all three candidates are talking about reform, and so therefore it's hard to tell us apart. But that couldn't be further from the truth. We're very different people with very different careers, and we've been practicing in the community in vastly different ways. And here's how we know. I have been fighting for civil rights and due process and reform my entire life. My opponent, Mr. Mosher, has been talking about it as a candidate, but just a year ago, he was the head of the entire criminal unit of the office. That's his management experience. And under that management, he broke the record of all-time criminal felony filings at nearly 7,000, a third of which was drug paraphernalia and drug possession. He was prosecuting a death penalty case, and his deputies were following the office's script to continue to require tiny amounts of low cash bail that keep people trapped in the jail for no other reason because they cannot pay a $250 or $500 bond. That was his career just a year ago. On the reverse side, I have been fighting against cash bail for years. I firmly believe that's how John Legend discovered me, because he works with the Bail Project. I have been fighting to get people out of jail for tiny amounts of drugs or even just drug paraphernalia my entire career. And I've been fighting and educating against the death penalty since the 90s. That was my first foray into community work. So the voters have a very clear choice here. Go ahead, Bill.
I was just going to say, and I want all three of you will be asked this question, all three candidates. Is there anything you want to set the record straight about Laura Conover, anything that's been said about in the campaign that you believe needs clarification at this time?
Well, unfortunately, many things have been said by Mr. Mosher's campaign and by the office. I've been a legal victim representative for the last 5 years, including cases still pending now. And that's so crucial, because prosecutors don't represent victims. They represent the state, and victims play an important part of that. But I've been representing victims for 5 years now, and that's something I can impart. Think of that wisdom and experience I can impart to young prosecutors. And then think of my brother, who founded the mental health unit here for local law enforcement. And as he says, I know more about the real life of law enforcement than most prosecutors ever will. So think about that training and life experience I can bring to young prosecutors. This office needs a massive culture change to seek justice, not wins. There remains in that office a win at all costs attitude that's been going on since the 80s, and that's not good modeling for young prosecutors. We need to be seeking justice for victims, and making sure we do not ever cross the line against defendants and violate the due process and the Constitution. This is the culture change I can bring.
Laura, in this highly charged atmosphere of Black Lives Matter and police reform, there's an important function at the Pima County Attorney's Office that will garner a lot of scrutiny and attention. And I don't think it's gotten as much attention as perhaps it should in the campaign. The office does investigate allegations of police misconduct and police shootings to determine if an officer's action were justified. It's a pretty important function of the office, isn't it?
It is, or it's supposed to be. And the problem is that prosecutors work with law enforcement. So years ago, had I been the county attorney, I would have called for an independent prosecutor to be appointed, not by me and not reporting to me as Pima County Attorney, to get a fair and accurate and expedient investigations and results on these most important types of allegations of excessive force and God forbid, a death in custody. On Wednesday, when the whole community came together and watched the mayor and the chief of police and saw Carlos Adrian calling for his nana and we all watched that trauma unfold. Wednesday night, there happened to be a massive public forum, and all of the office command was present watching the forum, and I offered it up. I said, we need an independent prosecutor to deepen trust with the community. I'm offering you my idea right now for Carlos Adrian and his family and for justice.
Laura, we're quickly running out of time. I want to give you a minute or two here to kind of summarize why folks should vote for you. And as you point out, this is a very important time because the early ballots should be in folks' mailboxes, if not already, within the next couple of days. Go ahead, Laura Conover.
Thank you, Bill. I think it comes down very fundamentally to change. This is a 44-year partnership between Steve Neely and Barbara LaWalle. That's one criminal justice system my entire life here in this community. And every agency must embrace change to stay healthy. We have a chance finally, for the first time in 40 years, to bring a highly skilled, trusted attorney manager in from outside the agency, from our community, from outside the agency, into that office to bring true reform. And at the end of it, we're going to have a healthier and safer Pima County with Laura Conover. Come see me at lauraconover.com and Conover for County Attorney on Facebook, and let's check the box together for change.
It's been a difficult campaign for any political office seeker right now in this COVID environment. How have you handled that quickly, Laura?
Yes, we've had to be creative and adapt, and we sure did. We did a 32,000 pen pal letter campaign with hand addressed envelopes, thanks to my amazing army of volunteers, and then we had the nation's first drive-in political rally last week, which was just tremendous. We have to find ways to make sure that our community members are heard and that their voice is out there and that they can ask their questions. And that's my vow, to be accessible and transparent and present so that the community always knows where our criminal justice system stands.
All right, Laura Conover, thank you very much. Thanks, Laura.
Bill, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Laura Conover, one of the three candidates for Pima County Attorney. It's kind of a special edition of the Buckmaster Show. Normally we do one newsmaker taking a deep dive, but I thought this was so important because whoever wins this primary is our Pima County Attorney. We'll hear from Mark Diebolt next in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com. This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. all of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. A departure, a bit of a departure from our usual Friday focus interview. We're doing kind of three focus interviews because Barbara LaWall is retiring after 24 years as Pima County Attorney in the three-way race on the Democratic side for the August 4th primary winner. Really take all right now because there is no Republican or other party candidates in the November general election. So the winner of the primary will be the next Pima County attorney. We heard at the top of the hour from Laura Conover. Next up is Mark Diebold. Mark is with us on the live line. Mark, how are you?
Good, Bill. How are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and why you believe you are qualified to run the Pima County Attorney's Office.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate the time and the effort. I have been, I was raised in Tucson. I have a lot of family here. I myself am married. I have two small children at home, a 10 and a 7-year-old. And by at home, I mean at home for a long time, since like mid-March, I think. Homeschooling. I'm a lifelong Democrat. I've been committed to the community for a really long time. I actually went back to school to law school to become a prosecutor. And for 23 years, I've been a prosecuting attorney with the Pima County Attorney's Office. It's the only job I ever wanted to do, although I had opportunities to do other things. So I've been, you know, if you will, I've been serving the people of Pima County and the good citizens for 23 years. I do violent crimes, which includes the prosecution of homicides, drive-by shootings, gang-related activity, aggravated assault, lots and lots of gun crimes. I've done that for a significant period of time. The majority of my career was spent in violent crimes, prosecuting violent criminals. I got involved in the race really because I wanted the people to have a choice. And there's two, as you well know, two other candidates. And I thought, well, let's give them three choices and then separate the individuals and let the people decide. I feel that I've been making a difference in the community for a long time, 23 years. I want to continue making a difference. And when this opportunity came up, I gave it some thought, talked to the family, and decided to throw my hat in the ring.
Will you be changing anything if you are elected the Pima County Attorney in the way the office is managed?
I think I would do several things differently. I would, you know, we're living right now in this increasingly challenging times. And because of the times, and there's lots of things that are happening, not only the pandemic, but certainly racial injustice issues, you know, political divide, if you will, on a national level and probably state level as well. Many controversial things are going on. And because of that, we are able to make changes to how we work, our lifestyles, how we do things. And some of that will never go back to the way it was. And in a large part, that could be good. But I think what we've learned recently is we can make changes in the criminal justice system. We can improve the criminal justice system and parts of it. And just to give you an example of what I think was a positive outcome of this is I've been a proponent of not charging drug addicts when they have a small amount of, you know, whatever the dangerous drug or narcotic drug on their person, absent any other criminal activity, for under a gram of the substance. I call it pocket drugs. Guy's walking down the street, has contact with the police officer sees a crack or meth pipe, does a search, finds a half a gram or so of methamphetamine, heroin, cocaine, whatever it may be. In the past, those were charged, and the person was charged with a felony. I've been saying, let's not even charge under a gram, and let's not charge personal amounts of marijuana. Well, because of this pandemic, for the last little while, the county attorney is not even charging those small amounts of drugs, meaning they're not sending them to the grand jury. They're not charging the guy with the felony, the person with the felony. And that's a really positive step, because I think we have to be in a position where we can focus and prioritize the crimes and start with the most important, the violent repeat criminals, and divert all of those resources, not all the resources, but some of the resources to the more serious crimes, and focus on the addiction issues that these people have, treatment, addiction, rehabilitation, those types of things through the agencies that we have available. And so because of this pandemic, we're not focusing on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these small amount pocket drugs and of true addicts. And we're deciding, well, we're going to refocus and do major crimes with more identifiable victims.
Mark Diebold with us. Mark, I want to ask you, has anything been said in this campaign about you that needs clarification? Anything that you would like at this point to set the record straight on?
Well, you know, there was a piece which was kind of a hatchet piece on me and involving some type of I received a discipline 11 years ago, and the author decided that was going to be a focus of an article. I think I have never had I done anything that was totally inappropriate or wrong like that, I would have been terminated or I would have resigned. I am a family man. I worked hard for 23 years standing up for victims and standing up for justice in this community. And I just think it was, of all the things we could focus on in this world or write about, I just didn't think it was the appropriate time, or I didn't think the message was completely explained to the public.
Mark, in this highly charged environment of Black Lives Matter and police reform, your office that you're currently a part of, and if you were heading it up, you'd be in charge of investigating allegations of police misconduct and reviews of police shootings. How important is that to you?
I think it's very important. I think we have to we have a public trust, we have to have the public believe in the county attorney's office and the prosecutors, and have to believe that they're doing the right thing for all the citizens. I think, you know, you have to accelerate those investigations, if necessary, arrest the primary officer in those horrendous situations. Work with the police department. You know, I can't control the police or tell them what to do. But all the evidence has to be reviewed, I think, before a decision is made, and prosecute based on facts in evidence, not on just people. I think that's a really clear. But we do have to retain the public trust, and I think you have to have, and everyone's using the word transparency, so I'll use it. You have to be transparent that you're doing the right thing and getting to the facts, and regardless of the people involved, whether it's a police officer, whether it's a civilian, and make a decision based on that. And I think we could reach out to the community for some independent, you know, kind of review of some of the information that we're getting, and reach out to these individuals, community leaders, for example, who represent different communities within Pima County, and get their input on how things are done with regard to officer-involved shootings as well.
All right, Mark, I've only got a minute or two left. Why don't you summarize, give us your pitch of why folks should vote for you?
Well, I'm the most experienced at this point of any of the candidates as a prosecutor. I have skill sets to recognize, you know, that what I think are the most dangerous people, which are the repeat violent offenders. I've been working for them. I have a lifetime of passion and commitment to this community. I'm family oriented. I'm involved in the community. I would bring the best people in for the job or rearrange the best people to be in the position. The choices are the three. Laura is a defense attorney, does not have the prosecutorial experience. Mosier is handpicked by the elected official to succeed her, and I'm the other guy. Okay, I'm the other guy that's a choice to the people.
Okay, Mark Diebolt, where can people find out more about you?
MarkForCountyAttorney.com.
Mark Diebolt, thank you very much, and we will continue with our discussions with all three candidates. Mark, I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bill.
So we've heard from Laura Conover, Mark Diebolt, and next up will be Jonathan Mosier. We're hearing from the three Democrats who want to be the next Pima County Attorney, a very important office. The winner of the primary will be the next Pima County Attorney. So Jonathan Mosier is next. It's Buckmaster on a Friday in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. We'll be right back.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. One thing is certain, out of this August 4th primary, we will have a new Pima County attorney because a longtime Pima County attorney, 24 years, Barbara Balawal, is retiring. So she's not seeking re-election, and we are speaking to the three Democrats. One of them will be the next Pima County attorney because there's no Republican or other party candidates in the race. We heard from Laura Conover, Mark Diebold, and now we're going to hear from Jonathan Mosier. And I want to quickly point out that if you're just joining us now and you missed the first two interviews, all of the show today, like all of our programs, will be available at buckmastershow.com probably in an hour or two after the conclusion of the program. And then, of course, KVOI.com, our mother station, the home station, is archiving all of our political interviews. So now let's meet Jonathan Mosier on the live line. Jonathan, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on, and thanks for what you do to keep Pima County citizens informed. And this is a really important local race, so I look forward to talking to you for a few minutes.
It is an important race. Give us the Jonathan Mosier telescoped version of your bio and why you believe you are the person qualified to run this very important top legal Pima County office.
Well, you know, I let me start with my deep passion for being a prosecutor, which dates all the way back to junior high school when I was a skinny little debate nerd and was bullied. And at the same time, I would read in the newspaper about horrible things that people do to one another, like murder and rape. And I dreamed of fighting violence and bullying in the courtroom. That's what I've been doing for the past 15 years, Bill. I have taken some of the most serious, violent, scary cases to trial and won them. And I've been then put in charge of training, teaching, leading other prosecutors in doing that work. And it is a true passion of mine. I've been managing a criminal division of over 70 prosecutors. And before that, I was a felony training supervisor. So I think it's just absolutely critical that we have somebody in this role who has experience, not just prosecuting cases, but leading and managing other prosecutors. And I am the only candidate with that experience. We also have a county attorney position that is the chief civil lawyer for Pima County, advising county departments, the county administrator, the board of supervisors, the sheriff. That's a big job. It's a quarter of what we do, about 25 out of our 100 lawyers. I am the only candidate for this office with significant civil experience. So I'm the person who knows how to do this job, come in on day one and start making some of the changes that a lot of us are excited about, because there is going to be reform no matter who wins. The question in this race is who's best qualified to make the changes we need while protecting community safety.
How would that reform look under a Jonathan Mosier as Pima County attorney?
Well, Bill, you know, the one thing I didn't mention as part of my bio introduction just a moment ago is that I'm an alcoholic addict with 19 years of sobriety. And the reason that matters to me is because I take a look at what we've done on prosecution of low-level drug offenses, and it breaks my heart. And the reason is because addiction, whether it's to alcohol or drugs, if it's only presenting a threat to the individual who's taken the drugs or the alcohol, That's never something that should result in jail or prison. And even if you don't agree with me, because there are people who will say, well, they must be doing something else to pay for the drugs. But if the only case that we have them on, if we have a drug addict in the park with a small amount of heroin, it makes no sense to send that person to prison, even if you're thinking along, you know, punitive lines, which I think we need to get away from. You've got to recognize the fact that prison costs twice as much as rehabilitation, and it's half as effective. So what we're paying for is more crime. So we got to get away from that way of thinking, and I am the right person to drastically expand our diversion programs. We will, when I'm elected, implement a pre-charge diversion program that will bring treatment, not incarceration, to literally thousands more people per year in Pima County.
Jonathan Mosier, anything you'd like to say to set the record straight? I like to always give candidates an opportunity to kind of clarify perhaps something that they believe has not been accurate in this campaign. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm not paying attention to the noise, Bill. I'm trying to present a vision for reform. It's on my webpage, Mosher2020.com. That's M-O-S-H-E-R2020.com. My reform platform is by far the most specific and detailed, and that is why the Arizona Daily Star endorsed me this week. And that's the endorsement that should really matter, because these are the local news experts who took the time to meet all the candidates and said, look, Mosier is the one with the steady hand who can do this job, do it right, and implement the reforms that we all want and need while protecting community safety and victim rights. You see, the one thing I would correct on the record, Bill, is that I've heard an opponent who has zero prosecution experience, has literally never prosecuted a single case. I've heard this person say, violent crime, protecting the community, fighting child crimes and dangerous offenders, that's the easy part. Well, with all due respect to my opponent, that is nowhere near easy. I've devoted my life to that work, and I intend to keep that work in full force and effect while we make needed reforms. And I'm the only candidate who can do just that.
How about this highly charged environment of Black Lives Matter, police reform? And it is important to the Pima County what happens with this election, because Pima County Attorney's Office will have a hand in investigations in certain matters. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I absolutely support Black Lives Matter, as do I think 70% or more of Arizonans. And you know what? 70% or more of Arizonans also support the police, the good, hardworking police that are serving and protecting us. So Black lives do matter, and we absolutely need to make much needed reforms, not only to the criminal justice system, but law enforcement reforms. And I've detailed a great many of those at Mosher2020.com under reform. Again, one of the reasons why the Daily Star endorsed is because of the specific nature of my proposals. For example, Bill, this is one I'm excited about. You know, the county attorney reviews deadly use of force incidents. But why is that? You know, the county attorney is elected and going through this campaign process. I'm not a party politician, by the way. I'm a prosecution leader. And I don't think you want a party politician in as your lead prosecutor, because the last thing you want is somebody deciding whether to charge or not charge a case to set policy based on politics instead of community safety. But getting back to the issue of officer use of deadly force, in that instance, I think we really hurt ourselves by having any elected politician make that decision. So I would specially deputize someone and work with the community to create, through collaboration, a process we all can agree on. And this would be trend-setting, Bill. We would take those decisions out of my office, give them to a specially deputized, extremely experienced homicide prosecutor working as part of a team, working with law enforcement investigators, and they would not be accountable to me. And that's the way we get public trust in our criminal justice system, is when we're transparent and when we take the politics out of decisions like that. So I am for some significant reforms that I think will be trend-setting for Pima County. We want a justice system we can all be proud of, and I can deliver that.
Only got a couple of minutes left. Why don't you again reinforce your message? What are you trying to what What is your bottom line to this campaign, Jonathan Mosher?
Well, my bottom line is I'm a tested prosecutor and a committed reformer. When I say tested prosecutor, I've not just tried about 100 serious cases. I put the case against the killer of Isabel Celis and Maribel Gonzalez together. I've been prosecuting at a high level, but I've also trained and taught and led other prosecutors. Now, some will attack me because of the policies of my predecessor, County Attorney Barbara LaWall. I have different policies. You know, so I'm not Barbara LaWall. We agree on some things. Basically, we agree essentially on community protection and victim rights. But on a lot of the reforms we're talking about, there's going to be a creative new approach. So I am a committed reformer. And that's where I come back to the fact that I'm the only candidate who has not only this prosecution management experience, but also experience building drug treatment alternatives to prison. We can grow those programs most quickly and most effectively if you have a leader in charge who knows how to work collaboratively with the other folks in the criminal justice system.
Is finding enough, I've got about a minute here, I wanted to bring this up about, is there a shortage of attorneys? Is it a problem to hire enough attorneys in the Pima County Attorney's Office?
Oh, Bill, it's so interesting. You know, we faced this in 2016 when the public defender ran against Barbara LaWall and had all kinds of theories about why morale is low in the county attorney's office. Morale is not low. As the chief criminal deputy, I had people crying in my office because they had to leave a job they loved in order to make more money to support their kids and their family. The fact is we're the lowest paid prosecutors in the state, and especially for our entry level and intermediate level prosecutors, the pay is not good compared to other prosecution offices anywhere else in the state, which is really an embarrassment for Tucson. But that being said, help is not on the way. We've got a pandemic. There's not going to be more money from outside. So what you need is somebody like me who's been working within the office and knows where we can find the efficiencies in that office so we can give the newer people enough money that they don't leave and go. Literally, some of them go to Pinal County to make 20% more money. It's just a shame, Bill. And so the fact is we don't have low morale because people love our mission. They love serving victims. They love doing the right thing, prosecuting criminal cases. You know how we'll get bad morale? Is if we elect a lead prosecutor who's never prosecuted a single case, not one time. That's how you get bad morale.
All right, Jonathan Mosher, directing people to your website, which is?
Mosher2020.com. That's M-O-S-H-E-R2020.com.
And your experience running in these very unusual times, how has that been, basically virtual running?
Oh, it's so interesting, Bill. It's been really worrisome to look at how the pandemic has impacted our country, and obviously it's a challenge politically. But I try to think more about people suffering, healthcare workers, frontline folks who are taking on risks themselves to make sure we're all fed and safe. Everyone wear a mask. Stay in if you can. Let's get through this thing together.
All right, Jonathan Mosher, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Thanks a lot. That was Jonathan Mosher. We heard from Laura Conover at the beginning of the program, Mark Diebold, and then Mr. Mosher. So, again, all of these interviews that we're doing here on KVOI are archived, will be archived at KVOI.com. And if you want to hear the complete program, we will have that available for you very shortly on my website, BuckmasterShow.com. Another quick political note, we're going to do pretty much the same thing next Friday. Instead of going with our usual Friday focus interview, we will have the three Republican candidates for Congressional District 2. They will be with me and we'll sit down and talk about their particular campaign. That'll be coming up 1 week from today. So it is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. We've got Weekend Watch with Mr. Matt Russell coming up next. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead
for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery in Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops, craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
All right, that is the music, the intro music that always makes me feel good, because I know when I hear Stir It Up, it means it's time to get ready for the weekend. And boy, do we need, I tell you, on Friday when I hear Stir It Up during these very hard times, just thinking about a weekend, and things get so intense during the week that it's nice to just think about kicking back and unplugging. And when you're ready to get away, and many people are, take the three-hour drive over to Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where the Buckmaster Show temperature guarantee pretty much applies every day, and today will be no difference. They'll be looking for a high somewhere in the mid to upper 90s, and we'll be going up toward 110 degrees. So we'll be within that that Buckmaster Show cool-off guarantee. Go to visitsouthwestnewmexico.org for the complete listing of great places to stay and all sorts of recreation opportunities in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Let's welcome now the longtime host of Weekend Watch, Inside Tucson Business, food and beverage columnist, award-winning publicist, Mr. Matt Russell, back from a very restful and cooler time over in San Diego. And any guy that's born on, any guy or woman born on the 4th of July, boy, you can't beat that. So a belated happy birthday to you, Matt.
Oh, thank you so much. I really wish I was back in San Diego. No disrespect to you or anyone else here in this town that we love. But, yeah, you know, being on San Diego on July 4th was a little different this year. No parade, no fireworks, no concerts. It was just sort of macabre. But, you know, 78 degrees on the beach, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take that anytime. So what's going on this very, very, what could turn out to be the hottest temperatures ever recorded in the month of July in Tucson? What's going on?
Well, there's a hot deal from our friends at the Southern Arizona Arts and Cultural Alliance, of course, known as SACA. Now, they've stepped up to help support our local restaurants in a new way this year with the recent announcement of their $20 for 2020 Summer of Support. So check it out. They've enrolled more than 20 local restaurants that are offering special menu packages for only $20. For example, Harvest out there in Oro Valley, they're going to be offering a gourmet burger, a glass of craft beer or wine, and dessert, all for just $20. Inca's Peruvian Cuisine will sell you an entire Peruvian roasted chicken, plus an order of Peruvian fries, plus a salad for $20. As I said,
wow,
there are more than 20 to choose from. You can go to SACA, SAACA.org, to check out the menus and plan your weekend eating.
Boy, you've got my mouth watering about that that chicken Peruvian style. That sounds so good. Something else that would sound very good right now for all of our beer lovers, a real cold brew right now.
Absolutely. And the Arizona Beer House on Broadway and Kolb is going to be a fun place to go this weekend. You know, as you might remember, I had my first visit to the Mediterranean island of Malta.
Oh, yeah.
Last fall.
I remember.
And, the first thing I did when I got there, Bill, was to hightail it over to a pastizzeria, which is a purveyor of savory pastries called pastizzi, which really is the Maltese street food. Well, thankfully, you don't have to go to Malta to enjoy pastizzi, because Tucson's own Malta Joe is making them right here, and he's going to be at the Arizona Beer House Saturday and Sunday afternoon, serving up several varieties of his authentic pastizzi, which I think will pair beautifully with a couple of pints of the beer house's brews. I call it pastizzi and pints. It's tomorrow and Sunday afternoon. It's a weekend watch must.
What kind of savory fillings do they put in these? Could you kind of describe that?
Sure. The sort of the classic style is the ricotta cheese, whereas Malta Joe says ricotta cheese. Again, these are not sweet pastries, they're savory pastries. There's one with a curry and split pea. There's a Southwest version that brings in some hatch green chilies. And these are micro thin layers of dough. It almost looks like a croissant, but they're really savory. Great with a cup of coffee, great with an ice cold beer, or great all by themselves.
Very good tip. What about brunch?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't know. Is it a breakfast? Is it a brunch? Our friends at Cafe Passe on 4th Avenue, they can't make up their mind. So they've just launched a new Brunchfest menu with four new Brunchfest burritos, four new egg sandwiches, so much more. Several items are already making news, like the egg sandwich on fresh baguette with a basil pesto aioli. And they're even rolling out a pan perdu, which is a gluttonous expression of French toast that I promise will transport your palate to Paris. I tell you, you add the classics like biscuits and gravy and eggs Benedict, you're going to exceed your Brunchfest goals for the weekend. You can check it out this weekend and after that, right there at Cafe Passe on 4th Avenue.
Matt Russell, so many people I know are trying to shelter in place again, and I think it is important for our restaurant community. Please support these folks. If you don't want to actually do in-dining or patio dining, remember, the carry-out is still a great option, Matt.
My wife and I continue to do it. We pledge to do takeout a minimum of once a week when we can't dine in, and with the recent restrictions on capacity in dining rooms. Please support independent and local restaurants. These are individuals and families that count on us. They've done so much for this community, and the least we can do is to have wonderful, memorable meals in the comforts of our home prepared by professionals in our local culinary community. So, Bill, I salute you and everything you've done to shine the light on our local restaurant scene. They need the help, and I know you and I and all of your listeners are ready to step up and support.
Matt Russell, a very safe weekend to you and your lovely family. Thank you, and again, happy birthday, Matt.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Matt Russell, always a pleasure having Matt with us. He's been with us since day one of the Buckmaster Radio Show, established in 2011. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Thanks, John Couch. Always doing a great job engineering and producing our program. I hope everybody finds a way to somehow stay cool, and we'll be back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.